Manifest destiny. Donald Trump Jr. visits Greenland as his father considers purchasing Arctic landmass for USA. By Nick Gilbertson on January 7, 2025. Donald Trump Jr. visited Greenland on Tuesday as President-elect Donald Trump is considering acquiring the Arctic landmass for the United States. Trump Jr. shared a video from the cockpit of Trump Force I shortly before the plane touched down. Trump 2024 campaign political director James Blair wrote in a post on X that Trump Jr. received a warm welcome in Greenland's capital city of Nuuk. President-elect Trump also noted that, "The reception has been great." Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk accompanied Trump Jr. on the visit. President-elect Trump announced Monday night that Trump Jr. would be heading to Greenland. "Greenland is an incredible place, and the people will benefit tremendously if, and when, it becomes part of our nation. We will protect it, and cherish it, from a very vicious outside world. Make Greenland great again," he wrote in part. In recent weeks, Trump has placed a heavy emphasis on acquiring the territory. In a December 22 Truth Social post announcing Ken Howery as ambassador to Denmark, which owns Greenland, Trump contended that it is vital to national security for the United States to own the landmass. "For purposes of national security and freedom throughout the world, the United States of America feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity. Ken will do a wonderful job in representing the interests of the United States," he wrote. Trump has also zoned in on the Panama Canal lately, demanding that the country's officials soften visas for U.S. ships that transit through the American-funded and American-built passage, which President Jimmy Carter gifted to Panama. "A secure Panama Canal is crucial for U.S. commerce and rapid deployment of the Navy from the Atlantic all the way to the Pacific," Trump said, speaking at America Fest in Phoenix on December 22. He added, "It was likewise not given for Panama to charge the United States, its Navy, and its corporations doing business within our country exorbitant prices and rates of passage, which they do. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America in full, quickly, and without question," Trump declared.